Both are called mystery. Mystery after mystery is the gate to all wonders. Chapter 2: The Paradox of Opposites. Everyone knows what beauty is because there is ugliness. Everyone knows what goodness is because there is evil. Therefore, being and nothing give birth to one another. Hard and easy are mutually formed. Long and short shape each other. High and low complement each other. Music and voice are harmonized with each other. Front and back follow one another. Hence, the sage focuses on non-action in his works. He practices not saying in his speech. The myriad things arise, but are disregarded. The sage produces, but does not own. He acts, but does not claim. He accomplishes work, but does not take credit. Only because he does not take credit does the credit not go away. Chapter 3: Peace Through Simplicity. Not to quest for virtue will keep the people from rivalry. Not to prize things that are hard to come by will keep the people from becoming thieves. Not to manifest desirables will make people's sentiments undisturbed. So, in the sage's peaceful and tranquil world, people's minds are calmed. People's stomachs are filled. People's aspirations are lowered. People's physiques are strengthened. People are kept unknowing and undesiring. And even the knowing ones will never dare to act. Action without action. There is nothing left undone. Chapter 4: The Infinite Source. The Tao is empty, but when using it, it is impossible to use it up. It is profound and seems like the root of the myriad things. It blunts its own sharpness. It unravels its own fetters. It harmonizes its own light. It mixes with its own dust. It is unclear, but seems to have existed there. I do not know whose son it is. Maybe it was already created before the Creator. Chapter 5: Nature's Indifference. The sky and the earth do not care. They regard the myriad things as straw dogs. The sage does not care. He regards people as straw dogs. The space between the sky and the earth is like large bellows. Empty, but endless. Just move and wind will be produced. Much talk soon comes to nothing. It is better to be in between extremes. Note, Chugu, literally grass dog, is a straw-made dog-shaped sacrifice used in ancient China. When sacrificing, people treat it very seriously. But once the sacrifice has ended, people treat the straw dogs in a very casual way. Chapter 6: The Eternal Mother. The valley spirit will not die. This is the primal mother. The gate of the primal mother is the root of the world. Her supplies were unending. Exploitation of her shall never exhaust. Chapter 7: Selflessness is Eternal. The heaven and the earth are eternal. The reason for the eternity of the heaven and the earth is because they do not exist for themselves. Therefore, the sages put themselves behind all other people. Yet it is before all others he shall eventually stand. They were indifferent to discomforts and dangers. Yet it is he who shall thus survive. Isn't it because he is selfless? Therefore, he eventually achieves selfness. Chapter 8: The Way of Water. The best quality is like water. The water's goodness is that it benefits the myriad things but does not quarrel. And it willingly goes to where others hate. Thus it is almost like the Tao. It is good to live on the ground. To deepen a heart, to love people while associating with them. To keep one's word while talking. To be peaceful while governing. To do what one is capable of. To act at a fit time. Because of the non-fighting over, there will be no blame. Chapter 9: The Wisdom of Restraint. Rather than pour into a cup that overflowed, it is better to stop it. To hammer and to sharpen, it won't take long to be broken. Brimming a hall with riches, one shall not be able to keep it.